So, in a media stakeout in April, you mentioned that the 21st century, the United Nations must have a results-oriented, modern, efficient, and truly global secretariat. So could you please further elaborate on that? What do you mean by results-oriented and modern in particular?
Sure. Well, we talk a lot about the need to be more effective and more efficient, and that is basically the main theme of my platform. Because we've been very good, very successful in passing agendas. I'd like to remind you on Agenda 2030, on disaster reduction risk framework, Addis Ababa Action Agenda, climate accord agreed in Paris and signed recently. Also, there was a very, I hope, successful meeting, humanitarian summit just some days ago in Istanbul. So we've been very good in producing agendas, and now I believe we need to turn towards implementing and delivering on agendas. And that it takes, in my view, a little bit different approach from what we had in the past. So we need to be, therefore, more efficient, more effective. And I believe that it also requires some changes within the Secretariat of the United Nations to be able to meet this agenda. Therefore, I believe that there has to be certain modification the way we do things. We need to also rely upon the cooperation with regional associations as well. We need to be able to engage local communities more, especially in those hotspot areas, and so on and so on. Plus, within the Secretariat, I believe we need to be able to make all the parts of the world feel real ownership over the world organization.
The title of your PhD dissertation in 2005 was about transition, the process of achieving economic and political freedom. So you are truly a reformer, I would say. So what kind of reforms or changes you would bring to the United Nations if you are elected?
Yeah. Well, the whole world is in a sort of a transition. The world becomes more multipolar. We need to be able to acknowledge that and appreciate that fact. We need to be able to give chance to all the parts of the world to show all the skills and talents and combine the best with Agenda 2030. Some countries, China included, have been phenomenal in meeting Millennium Development Goals. And now we need to use the lessons learned to move on. Sustainable Development Agenda 2030 is about the whole planet, and we need to make sure that we work together. So this is another sort of a transition. But at the same time, we've seen the growth of problematic places in the world in the past 15 years. We've seen the growth in a number of peacekeepers. We've seen the growth in number of different threats. There's a threat of radicalism. There's a threat of terrorism, which is now more visible than it was some years ago. So we need to be able to confront that in a proper way. So I believe that we need to, you know, fully implement the mentality of trust building, honest talking, and joint work and cooperation to make our dream come true.
Yeah, thank you so much. So you mentioned that women and youth should have a bigger voice in the UN affairs. So do we mean that these two groups of people are not politically active in international affairs, and what are you expecting of them?
I think we need to engage with them more. I think in certain areas, by relying upon the energy of young people and skills and talents of women, we could do better. We could do better in terms of reducing risk for peace and security. We could do better in achieving development agenda. We can be better in achieving cultural, economic, social rights. That's why I believe we need to be able to reach out. And I think also Secretariat should lead. We need to have more women, and we need to have more young people within the Secretariat to be able to show the new face of the United Nations.
So in the Secretariat, do you think we don't have enough women now? Especially there was rumor, there was a strong urge to select a female UN Secretary General. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, being myself competitor, I definitely cannot help in arguing for female Secretary General. But I believe that if I'm selected Secretary General, I think that the next step is to appoint a female Deputy Secretary General. And the next time, if there is a female Secretary General, Deputy Secretary General should be male. I also believe that we need to combine different hemispheres. So if I come from Northern Hemisphere, I believe that Deputy Secretary General should come from Southern Hemisphere. That's why I'm saying that all the world should really feel, all the parts of the world should really feel the ownership of this organization and the process to be able to contribute. Also, also, I'm sure that there's you know, huge opportunities to engage women and young people in making sure that we do best in terms of implementing some humanitarian programs or development programs. And look, I mean, today's situation is that in average 20% of the funds used for humanitarian purposes are somehow lost and in inefficient procedures, sometimes even abused. So we need to be make sure that we also use the IT knowledge, IT culture that has developed, and therefore we also need young people, young experts to get engaged with the process. I think we need to make sure that that sustainable development agenda, this is not a talk of elite, this is a talk about our people. This is important for all of our people, all the citizens of this planet.
So as a potential UN Secretary General, what do you think China should do when it comes to the South China Sea issue, especially the arbitration results is coming out pretty soon. So what do you think is the best way to solve the dispute? And we have been talking about multilateral negotiation all the time. And do you think it is working right now?
Well, first of all, I have to say that I was impressed by the speech of President Xi Jinping in front of the General Assembly last year. We all saw the call for more engagement, and I think it's quite important. It's very, very important. Also, in my region, we've seen some initiatives such as 16 plus 1 or initiative One Belt, One Road, also initiative to set up Asian Infrastructure Bank, Investment Bank, and so on. China has become also member state of the European member state of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. So this new wave of engagement is absolutely needed. Absolutely needed. China is the only country which combines being among the top 10 in providing finances for peacekeeping missions and providing troops for peacekeeping missions. So this this shows growing commitment, and this is incredibly important. So China should play one of very important roles in shaping our future world, and therefore I hope that in this concrete region there can always there's never enough of dialogue, there's never enough of constructive dialogue, and I think if everybody looks toward the future of cooperation and prosperity, I'm sure that we'll find proper solution for this as well.
A lot of things now are going on in that particular area, the South China Sea, and the US has been sending like warships to the waters, and then it seems like the multilateral negotiation is not working that much. So what do you think? Do you think when the arbitration result comes out, it would be in favor of China or not?
You see, let me recall the example we have in my country. Mm-hmm. We have a border dispute, also the sea border dispute between us and the neighboring country, Croatia, which we resolved through an interim solution bilaterally 15 years ago, but there has been no final solution. Two sides talk to each other to bring this case to the court in The Hague unless we are able to resolve it bilaterally. So I think it is vital that countries remain active parts in the dialogue. There's no other way, because if you unilaterally call for the court to make decision and then the other side does not accept it, or the other way around, it simply does not help. It will not lead to the permanent solution. So we need, I believe, to make sure that we invest ever more efforts into bilateral and multilateral talks. There can never be enough of talks.